Texte numéro 19. Binary thinking. Right for computers, wrong for us. George Boole made a profound contribution to today's technological society. But one can also argue that he helped to entrench a damaging way of thinking that permeates our society. One of his prevailing contributions came in his 1854 book entitled An Investigation of the Laws of Thought, which introduced what we now know as the Boolean algebra, which is crucial to computers. In this book, Boole applied the systematic language of algebra to the field of logic, a unification of two disparate fields, which created a much more powerful one, which is based on the simple idea that statements are either true or false. What was so unexpected, then, is that true, false, and a few simple logical operations such as and, or, and not can be combined to make an equation that can add, multiply, compare, remember, and do much more. Indeed, 80 years later, Alan Turing, the British mathematician who developed the first electronic computer, proved that you only needed these simple operations to compute absolutely anything. From the great simplicity of binary logic, we have built the most complex of machines that is developing today into artificial intelligence. However, this same attractive simplification is commonly behind poor decisions in other fields. We should not really blame Boole. Human nature has always tried to reduce the world to binary choices and states, such as, for example, good and evil. But Boole gave strength to such thinking at a time when seemingly exact laws of physics promised to make the universe simple and predictable. But now, what seems limitless in computing raises issues in real life, since the problem with binary thinking is that it leads to binary decision-making. And binary decision-making may certainly make it easier to quickly direct people to a common goal, but it may fail to give the high-quality solutions we may need in the long term. For example, solving a waiting line problem in the accident and emergency department may prove detrimental to the quality of response and care. So we need to improve our decision-making. Rather than use modern computing that reduces complexity to the point that all problems can be solved in a few seconds by a binary program, we need to be aware that the real world is not like that. We need to accept that practical problems do not necessarily have a single correct answer. Just as Boole combined mathematics and logic, we need to combine the power of computers with our natural intuition for a nuanced world. Ultimately, is Boole the hero or villain of this story? He's neither. He's something in between. Adapted from the Financial Times, October 2023.